T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Smart New Yorkers got out their heavy coats and gloves today.
Mohammed says he's dressed in layers since it will get hot in his food truck later.
I'm wearing a heavy jacket, I'm wearing a hoodie under, and I'm wearing like work uniform, I'm wearing thermal under, so like I'm ready.
New Yorkers a little spoiled considering it hasn't been this cold in the city since the beginning of April, but truck driver Xavier from Yonkers making delivery says people make such a big deal about it being cold in November year after year.
People be like, oh my God, it's extra cold today, you know, but it's always been the same, you know. Just different days.
While folks may be physically ready with their clothes, it seems harder to adjust to these lower temperatures mentally. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
Police have come up with surveillance camera video showing an 81-year-old man being kicked in the head, apparently for no reason.
Surveillance video, yet again, so disturbing. We have it at 1010winds.com, showing this 81-year-old man reading a newspaper on the sidewalk in front of this dollar store Thursday morning. The man, described by witnesses as jacked up, approached and then violently kicked him in the back of the head. Completely unprovoked, this man lives around the block on North Street.
My name is Lindell. I stay looking around my surroundings all the time. I walk, watching my surroundings. I don't wear earplugs, none of that. I have a teenage daughter. I tell her the same thing. Don't walk around your cell phone. Pay attention to your surroundings all the time. It's dangerous out here.
The victim rushed over to the hospital, being treated for a separated shoulder and a sprained wrist. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds. They're on Jerome Avenue in University Heights.
Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The FDNY has taken to social media with a big request. Please don't attack paramedics and EMTs.
FDNY EMTs and paramedics respond to 1.5 million calls each year. These men and women are highly trained and prepared to save your life at a moment's notice.
The campaign follows a brutal attack on an EMT last month. The PSA notes that assaulting an EMT or paramedic is a felony, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. A scary home invasion is under investigation on the Upper West Side.
It happened just before 6:30 Friday morning. A push-in robbery in a first-floor apartment on West 83rd Street. Maria, who says she's the victim's mother, says he's okay but shaken.
He was sleeping and two men entered the apartment and robbed him. They beat him up and then they asked for his debit card. And they told him that if he reported the incident to the police, that they would come back and kill him.
Her 21-year-old son tried to fight back and protect his girlfriend who was hit, but they made off with the PlayStation and ATM card, which they used to take out $500, and his chocolate lab, Nala.
She's so sweet. Anybody could take her, really.
Police found her unharmed up the block, the PlayStation smashed on the sidewalk, police dusting for fingerprints. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on the Upper West Side.
The MTA embarked on a system-wide inspection after several recent incidents of debris falling onto cars. Luckily, no one was hurt. Debris had been getting through, even though there are metal baskets designed to catch it. All 60 miles of elevated subway tracks were to be inspected. New York City will be expanding its supervised release program in anticipation of the state's new bail reform measures. It provides incentives to get those arrested back to court when they're supposed to show up. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is chipping in another $100 million in forfeited funds. The city council has pledged $7 million. Wall Street's Charging Bull will soon be charging in a new location. Citing public safety concerns, City Hall has confirmed that the statue will be moved from its current location to one of the pedestrian plazas near the New York Stock Exchange. So far, there's no word on when that move will take place. Almost 30 years ago, Staten Island lawmakers were pushing a plan to secede from New York City. Voters had even approved a study of the idea. But in the end, the plan never went forward. Now, a Staten Island lawmaker is reviving it. City Councilman Joe Borelli says his borough just doesn't get the attention it deserves or its fair share of city services.
We have a government that's not taking action on our biggest issue, property taxes. It's why people leave. We have a government that's now fighting a war against the cars that we need to get from point A to point B. And we have elected officials that are downright anti-police. And many of those police officers live in my district. So I'm not even sure why people would have the gumption to ask why this has become an issue for Staten Islanders.
Borelli says he'll introduce legislation in the council that would look into the cost and logistics of Staten Island seceding from New York City and whether the whole thing is feasible. So far, there's been no comment from City Hall.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.